तम जैन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ओके, जय श्रीपाद भक्ति माधवपुरी महाराज की जय। दि सिक्स साष्टकम प्रेयर्स चैप्टर 20 श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत अंतलीला चैप्टर 20 समरी। द फॉलोइंग समरी ऑफ द 20th चैप्टर इज गिवन बाय श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इन हिज अमृत प्रवाह भाष्य। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु पास्ट हिज नाइट्स टेस्टिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ द सिक्स साष्टक प्रेयर्स इन द कंपनी ऑफ स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी एंड रामानंद राय। Sometimes he recited verses from Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Sri Ramananda Rai's Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, or from Sri Villamangal Thakur's Krishna Karanamrita. In this way, he became absorbed in ecstatic emotions. For the 12 years Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Jagannath Puri, he relished the taste of reciting such transcendental verses. Altogether, the Lord was present in this mortal world for 48 years. After hinting about the Lord's disappearance, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a short description of the entire Antyalila and then ends his book. प्रेमोद्भावित हर्षेर्ज्योत वेगदैन्यार्ती मिश्रितं लपितं गौरचंद्रस्य भाग्यवधिवद्भिर् निषेव्यते। ओनली द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट विल रिलिश द मैड वर्ड्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु विच वर मिक्स्ड विद जुबिलेशन एनवी एजिटेशन सबमिसिवनेस एंड ग्रीफ all produced by ecstatic loving emotions. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. এই মত মহাপ্রভু বৈশে নীলাচলে রজনী দিবসে কৃষ্ণ বিরহ বিভলে। Whilst Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri Nilachal, he was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. স্বরূপ রামানন্দ এই দুই জনসনে রাত্রিদিনে রস গীত শ্লোক আস্বাদনে। Day and night he tasted transcendental bliss, full songs and verses with two associates, namely Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. নানা ভাব উঠে প্রভুর হর্ষ শোক রোষ দৈন্যোদ্বেগ শ্রী উৎকণ্ঠা সন্তোষ। হি রিলিজ দি সিমটমস অফ ভেরিয়াস ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ইমোশনস সাচ অ্যাজ জুবিলিয়েশন, ল্যামেন্টেশন, অ্যাঙ্গার, হিউমিলিটি, অ্যাংজাইটি, গ্রিফ, ইগারনেস অ্যান্ড স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন। সেই সেই ভাবে নিজ শ্লোক পড়িয়া শ্লোকের অর্থ আস্বাদয়ে দুই বন্ধু লইয়া। He would recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends.
Kono dine kono bhave shlok pathon sei shlok aswadite ratri jagoron.
Sometimes the Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste. হর্ষে প্রভু কহিন শুন স্বরূপ রাম রায়, নানা সংকীর্তন কল পরম উপায়। ইন গ্রেট জুবিলিয়েশন শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সেড, মাই ডিয়ার স্বরূপ দামোদর অ্যান্ড রামানন্দ রায়, নো ফ্রম মি দ্যাট চ্যান্টিং দি হোলি নেমস ইজ দ্য মোস্ট ফিজিবল মিন্স অফ সালভেশন ইন দিস এজ অফ হোলি। সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞে কলৌ কৃষ্ণ আরাধন, সেই তো সুমেধা পায় কৃষ্ণের চরণ। ইন দিস এজ অফ কলি দি প্রসেস অফ ওয়ার্শিপিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ টু পারফর্ম স্যাক্রিফাইস বাই চ্যান্টিং দ্য হোলি নেম অফ দি লর্ড। ওয়ান হু ডাজ সো ইজ সার্টেনলি ভেরি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট অ্যান্ড হি টেন শেল্টার অ্যাট দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ। পারপোর্ট, ফর ফার্দার ইনফরমেশন ওয়ান মে রিফার টু আদিলীলা চ্যাপ্টার 3 ভার্সেস 77 অ্যান্ড 78। কৃষ্ণবর্ণম তুষা কৃষ্ণম সাঙ্গোপাঙ্গস্ত্র পার্ষদম যজ্ঞৈঃ সংকীর্তন প্রায়ের যজন্তি সুমেধসহ। ইন দিস এজ অফ কলি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট পার্সনস পারফর্ম কংগ্রিগেশনাল চ্যান্টিং টু ওয়ার্শিপ দি ইনকার্নেশন অফ গডহেড হু কনস্ট্যান্টলি সিংস দ্য নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ। অলদো হিজ কমপ্লেকশন ইজ নট ব্ল্যাকিশ, হি ইজ কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ। He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Purport. This verse is spoken by Saint Karabhajana in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32nd verse. For further information, see Adilila, chapter 3, text 52. নাম সংকীর্তন হইতে সর্বানর্থ নাশ, সর্ব শুভোদয় কৃষ্ণ প্রেমের উল্লাস। সিম্পলি বাই চ্যান্টিং দি হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান ক্যান বি ফ্রিড ফ্রম অল আনডিজায়ারেবল হ্যাবিটস। দিস ইজ দ্য মিন্স অফ অ্যাওয়েকেনিং অল গুড ফর্চুন অ্যান্ড ইনিশিয়েটিং দ্য ফ্লো অফ ওয়েভস অফ লাভ ফর কৃষ্ণ। চেতো দর্পণমার্জনম ভবমহাদাবাগ্নি নির্বাপনম শ্রেয়ঃ কৈরব চন্দ্রিকা বিতরণম বিদ্যাবধূজীবনম আনন্দাম্বুদিবর্ধনম প্রতিপদম পূর্ণামৃতাস্বাদনম সর্বাত্মস্নপনম পরম বিজয়তে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ সংকীর্তনম। লেট দেয়ার বি অল ভিক্টোরি ফর দি চ্যান্টিং অফ দি হোলি নেম অফ লর্ড কৃষ্ণ, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is a waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental bliss. It gives the cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Purport. This is the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastaka. The other seven verses are found in text 16, 21, 29, 32, 36, 39, and 47.
Sankirtan haite papa sanksar nashan, চিত্ত শুদ্ধি সর্ব ভক্তি সাধন উদ্গম।
বাই পারফর্মিং কংগ্রিগেশনাল চ্যান্টিং অফ দি হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র ওয়ান ক্যান ডিস্ট্রয় দ্য সিনফুল কন্ডিশন অফ মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স, পিউরিফাই দি আনক্লিন হার্ট অ্যান্ড অ্যাওয়েকেন অল ভ্যারাইটিজ অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস।
কৃষ্ণ প্রেমোদ্গম প্রেমামৃত আস্বাদন, কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তি সেবামৃত সমুদ্রে মজ্জন।
দ্য রেজাল্ট অফ চ্যান্টিং ইজ দ্যাট ওয়ান অ্যাওয়েকেন্স ইজ লাভ ফর কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড টেস্টস ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ব্লিস। আলটিমেটলি ওয়ান অ্যাটেইনস দি অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড এনগেজেস ইন হিজ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস অ্যাজ ইফ ইমার্সিং হিমসেলফ ইন এ গ্রেট ওশন অফ লাভ। अखिलो विषादैन्नो पदेपनो पडेपनो श्लोक जहार अर्थ सुनी सब जाए दुख शोक. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. By hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation.
Naam namakari bahuda nija sarva sakti stattra arpita niyamitah smarane nakalah इतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवमिदृशं इहाजनिन अनुरागः.
ओ माय लॉर्ड, ओ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, इन योर होली नेम देयर इज ऑल गुड फॉर्च्यून फॉर द लिविंग एंटिटी, एंड देयरफॉर यू हैव मेनी नेम्स सच एज कृष्ण एंड गोविंद बाय विच यू एक्सपैंड योर सेल्फ. यू हैव इन्वेस्टेड ऑल योर पोटेंसीज इन दोज नेम्स, and there are no hard and fast rules for remembering them. My dear Lord, although you bestow such mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls by literally teaching your holy names, I am so unfortunate that I commit offenses while chanting the holy name, and therefore I do not achieve attachment for chanting.
अनेक लोकेर वंशा अनेक प्रकार कृपाते करिलो अनेक नामेर प्रचार.
बिकॉज पीपल वेरी इन देयर डिजायर्स, यू हैव डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड वेरियस होली नेम्स बाय योर मर्सी.
खाइते शुईते जथा तथा नाम लय काल देश नियम नाही सर्व सिद्धि हय.
रिगार्डलेस ऑफ टाइम और प्लेस, one who chants the holy name even while eating or sleeping attains all perfection.
Sarva shakti name dila kuriya vibhag amar durdeva name nahi anurag.
You have invested your full potencies in each individual holy name, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attachment for chanting your holy names.
Je rupe loile naam primo pujoy tahar lakkhon suno swarup ramray.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna.
Trinadapi suni chena taro riva sahishnuna amani namana dena kirtaniyaha sadaharihi.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Uttam hoiya apunake mane trinadham dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikha sam.
These are symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Although he is very exalted, he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground, and like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways.
Brikho jano kati leho kichu na boloy sukaiya moi leho kye kore sukaiya moi leho kare pani na mangoy.
When a tree is cut down, it does not protest, and even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water.
जय जय मांगो ए तारे दय अपन धन घर्म बृष्टि सहे आनेर करो ए रक्षण.
इट विल रिवर्स इट्स फ्रूट्स फ्लावर्स एंड वॉट एवर एल्स इट पॉजेसेस टू एनी वन एंड एवरी वन. इट टॉलरेट्स एवरीथिंग, इट टॉलरेट्स स्कॉर्चिंग हीट एंड टॉरेंट्स ऑफ रेन. yet it still gives shelter to others.
उत्तम होइया वैष्णव होइबे निरभिमान जीवे सम्मान दिवे जानी कृष्ण अधिष्ठान.
Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna.
ऐ मतो होइया जेई कृष्ण नाम लय श्री कृष्ण चरण तार प्रेम उपजय.
If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet.
कहिते कहिते प्रभुर दन्न बबाड़िला शुद्ध भक्ति कृष्ण ठाई मांगिते लागिला.
As Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way, his humility increased and he began praying to Krishna that he could discharge pure devotional service.
Premero shabhava jaha premero sambandho sei mane Krishna mor nahi premogandho.
Wherever there is a relationship of love of Godhead, its natural symptom is that the devotee does not think himself a devotee. Instead, he always thinks that he has not even a drop of love for Krishna. Purport.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that persons who are actually very poor, because they possess not even a drop of love of Godhead or pure devotional service, falsely advertise themselves as great devotees. Although they cannot at any time release the transcendental bliss of devotional service, a class of so-called devotees known as Prakriti Sahajiya sometimes display devotional symptoms to exhibit their good fortune. They are pretending, however, because these devotional features are only external. The Prakriti Sahajiyas exhibit these symptoms, advertise their so-called advancement in the love of Krishna. But instead of praising the Prakriti Sahajiyas for the symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, pure devotees do not like to associate with them. It is not advisable to equate the Prakriti Sahajiyas with pure devotees. When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love of Krishna, he does not try to advertise himself. Instead, he endeavors more and more to render service to the Lord. The Prakriti Sahajiyas sometimes criticize pure devotees by calling them philosophers, learned scholars, knowers of the truth, or minute observers, but not devotees. On the other hand, they depict themselves as the most advanced, transcendentally blissful devotees, deeply absorbed in devotional service and mad to taste transcendental mellows. They also describe themselves as the most advanced devotees in spontaneous love. As knowers of transcendental mellows, as the topmost devotees in conjugal love of Krishna, and so on. Not actually knowing the transcendental nature of the love of God, they accept their material emotions to be indicative of advancement. In this way, they pollute the process of devotional service. To try to become writers of Vaishnava literature, they introduce their material conceptions of life into pure devotional service. Because of their material conceptions, they advertise themselves as knowers of transcendental values, but they do not understand the transcendental nature of devotional service. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishare bhavatad bhakti rahetu ki tvai.
O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or spiritual activities described in flowery language. All I want life is unmotivated devotional service to you.
धन जन नहीं मांगो कविता सुंदरी শুদ্ধ ভক্তি দেহ মোরে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা করি। মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড কৃষ্ণ, আই ডু নট ওয়ান্ট মেটেরিয়াল ওয়েলথ ফ্রম ইউ, নর ডু আই ওয়ান্ট ফলোয়ার্স, এ বিউটিফুল ওয়াইফ অর দ্য রেজাল্টস অফ ফ্রুটিভ অ্যাক্টিভিটিস। আই ওনলি প্রে দ্যাট বাই ইয়োর কাউজেস মার্সি ইউ গিভ মি পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস টু ইউ লাইফ আফটার লাইফ। অতি দৈন্য পুনঃ মাগে দাস্য ভক্তি দান, আপনারে করে সংসারী জীব অভিমান। ইন গ্রেট হিউমিলিটি কনসিডারিং হিমসেলফ এ কন্ডিশন সোল অফ দি মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অগেন এক্সপ্রেসড হিজ ডিজায়ার টু বি এন্ডাউড উইথ সার্ভিস টু দি লর্ড। অই নন্দ তনুজ কিঙ্করম পতিতম মাম বিষমে ভবাম্বুধৌ, কৃপয়া তব পাদ পঙ্কজস্থিত ধূলি সদৃশম বিচিন্তয়া। ও মাই লর্ড, ও কৃষ্ণ, সন অফ মহারাজ নন্দ, আই এম ইউর ইটারনাল সার্ভেন্ট, বাট বিকজ অফ মাই ওন ফোর্টিভ অ্যাক্টস আই হ্যাভ ফলন ইন টু দি হরি দিস হরিবল ওশন অফ মিসায়ান্স। নাও প্লিজ বি কাউসলেসলি মার্সিফুল টু মি, কনসিডার মি এ পার্টিকল অফ ডাস্ট অ্যাট ইয়োর ফিট। তোমার নিত্য দাস মুই তোমা পাসুরিয়া, পুড়িয়াছো ভবার নবে মায়াবদ্ধ হইয়া। আই এম ইউর ইটারনাল সার্ভেন্ট বাট আই ফরগেট ইউর লর্ডশিপ, নাও আই হ্যাভ ফলন ইন টু দি ওশন অফ মিসায়ান্স অ্যান্ড হ্যাভ বিন কন্ডিশন বাই দি এক্সটার্নাল এনার্জি। কৃপা করি কর মোরে পদধূলি সম, তোমার সেবক কর তোমার সেবন। বি কাউসলেসলি মার্সিফুল টু মি বাই গিভিং মি এ প্লেস উইথ দি পার্টিকলস অফ ডাস্ট অ্যাট ইয়র লোটাস ফিট, সো আই মে এনগেজ ইন দ্য সার্ভিস অফ ইয়োর লর্ডশিপ অ্যাজ ইয়োর ইটার্নাল সার্ভেন্ট। পুনঃ অতি উৎকণ্ঠা দৈন্য হইল উদ্গম, কৃষ্ণ ঠাই মাঙ্গে প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তন। ন্যাচুরাল হিউমিলিটি অ্যান্ড ইগারনেস দেন অ্যাওয়েক ইন লর্ড শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, হি প্রেড টু কৃষ্ণ টু বি এবল টু চ্যান্ট দি মহামন্ত্র ইন এক্সট্যাটিক লাভ। নয়নম গলদশ্রুধারয়া বদনম গদগদ রুদ্ধয়া গিরা, পুলকৈর্নিচিতম বপুঃ কদা তব নাম গ্রহণে ভবিষ্যতি। মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড, ওয়েন উইল মাই আইজ বি বিউটিফাইড বাই ফিলিং উইথ টিয়ার্স দ্যাট কনস্ট্যান্টলি গ্লাইড ডাউন অ্যাজ আই চান্ট ইয়োর হোলি নেম? ওয়েন উইল মাই ভয়েস ফল্টার অ্যান্ড অল দি হেয়ার্স অন মাই বডি স্ট্যান্ড ইরেক্ট in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? Prem dhano bina vyartho daridra jivan, das kori jatan more deho prem dhan. Without love of Godhead my life is useful, therefore I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love of God. রসান্তরাবেশ হইল বিযোগ স্ফুরণ, উদ্বেগ বিষাদ গণ্য করে প্রলাপন। সেপারেশন ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ ওক ভেরিয়াস মেলোজ অফ ডিস্ট্রেস ল্যামেন্টেশন অ্যান্ড হিউমিলিটি, দাস চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু স্পোক লাইক এ ক্রেজি ম্যান। যুগায়িতম নিমিষেন চাক্ষুষ প্রাবৃশায়িতম, শূন্যায়িতম জগৎসর্বম গোবিন্দ বিরহেণ মে। মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড গোবিন্দ, বিকজ অফ সেপারেশন ফ্রম ইউ আই কনসিডার ইভেন এ মোমেন্ট এ গ্রেট মিলেনিয়াম। টিয়ার্স ফ্লো ফ্রম মাই আইজ লাইক টরেন্টস অফ রেইন অ্যান্ড আই সি দি এন্টায়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যাজ ভয়েড। উদ্বেগ দিবস না যায় ক্ষণ হইল যুগ সম বর্ষার মেঘ প্রায় অশ্রু বরিষে নয়ন। ইন মাই এজিটেশন এ ডে নেভার এন্ডস ফর এভরি মোমেন্ট সিমস লাইক এ মিলেনিয়াম ফোরিং ইনসেসেন্ট টিয়ার্স মাই আইস আর লাইক ক্লাউডস ইন দ্য রেইনি সিজন। গোবিন্দ বিরহে শূন্য হইল ত্রিভুবন তুষানলে পড়ে যেন না যায় জীবন। দ থ্রি ওয়ার্ল্ডস হ্যাভ বিকাম ভয়েড বিকজ অফ সেপারেশন ফ্রম গোবিন্দ। আই ফিল এজ ইফ আই ওয়ার বার্নিং অ্যালাইভ ইন এ স্লো ফায়ার। কৃষ্ণ উদাসীন হইলা করিতে পরীক্ষণ সখি সব কহে কৃষ্ণে কর উপেক্ষণ। লর্ড কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ বিকাম ইনডিফারেন্ট টু মি জাস্ট টু টেস্ট মাই লাভ অ্যান্ড মাই ফ্রেন্ড সে বেটার টু ডিসরিগার্ড হিম। এতক চিন্তিতে রাধার নির্মল হৃদয় স্বাভাবিক প্রেমার স্বভাব করিল উদয়। While Srimati Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. Irsya utkuntha dainyo praudhi vinay eto bhav ekothai korilo uday. The ecstatic symptoms of envy, great eagerness, humility, zeal and supplication all become manifest at once. এত ভাবে রাধার মন স্থির হইলা সখীগণ আগে প্রৌঢ়ি শ্লোক যে পড়িলা। ইন দ্যাট মুড দি মাইন্ড অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী ওয়াজ অ্যাজিটেটেড অ্যান্ড দেয়ার ফোর শি স্পোক এ ওয়ার্ডস অফ অ্যাডভান্স ডিভোশন টু হার গোপি ফ্রেন্ডস। সেই ভাবে প্রভু সেই শ্লোক উচ্চারিলা শ্লোক উচ্চারিতে তদরূপ আপনে হইলা। ইন দ্য সেম স্পিরিট অফ এক্সট্যাসি শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু রিসাইটেড দ্যাট ভার্স অ্যান্ড অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ হি ডিড সো হি ফেল্ট লাইক শ্রীমতী রাধারানী। আশ্লিষ্য বা পাদরতম পিনষ্টু বাম আদর্শনান মর্মহতাম করোতু বা যথা তথা বা বিদধাতু লম্পটো মৎ প্রাণনাথস্তু সৈব নাপরঃ। লেট কৃষ্ণ টাইটলি এমব্রেস দিস মেড সার্ভেন্ট হু হ্যাজ ফলন এট হিজ লোটাস ফিট অর লেট হিম ট্র্যাম্পল মি অর ব্রেক মাই হার্ট বাই নেভার বিং ভিজিবল টু মি। হি ইজ এ ডিভাউচি আফটার অল and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. Ami Krishna Padadasi Teho Rasa Sukha Rasi Alingiya Kare Atma Satha Kibana Deya দর্শন জারেন মোর তনু মন তবু তেহ মোর প্রাণনাথ। আই এম এ মেড সার্ভেন্ট অ্যাট দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ হি ইজ দ্য এম্বডিমেন্ট অফ ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল হ্যাপিনেস অ্যান্ড মেলোস ইফ হি লাইক্স হি ক্যান টাইটলি এমব্রেস মি অ্যান্ড মেক মি ফিল ওয়ানেস উইথ হিম অর বাই নট গিভিং মি হিজ অডিয়েন্স হি মে করোড মাই মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড মাই অ্যান্ড বডি নেভারদলেস ইট ইজ হি who is the Lord of my life. Sakhihe shunamor monir nishay kiba anurag kare kiba dukkha diya mare mor praneshwar krishna onno noy. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. ছাড়ি অন্য নারীগণ মোর বশ তনু মন, মোর সৌভাগ্য প্রকট করিয়া তা স্বার দিয়া পীড়া আমাশনে করে ক্রীড়া, সেই নারীগণে দেখা ইয়া। Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled, mind and body, by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Kiba teholampato shatha drishto sakapato anno nari gana korisat মোরে দিতে মনোহ পীড়া মোর আগে করে ক্রীড়া তবুতে হো মোর প্রাণ নাচ। অর সিন্স আফটার অল হি ইজ এ ভেরি কানিং অবস্টিনেট ডিভাউচি উইথ এ প্রোপেন্সিটি টু চিট, হি টেক্স টু দ্য কোম্পানি অফ আদার ওমেন, হি দেন ইন্ডালজেস ইন লাভিং অ্যাফেয়ার্স উইথ দ্যাম ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ মি টু গিভ ডিস্ট্রেস টু মাই মাইন্ড, নেভারদলেস হি ইজ স্টিল দ্য লর্ড অফ মাই লাইফ। না গণি আপন দুঃখ সবে বাঞ্ছি তার সুখ, তার সুখ আমার তাৎপর্য, মোরে যদি দিয়া দুঃখ তার হইল মহাসুখ, সেই দুঃখ মোর সুখ বর্জ। আই ডু নট মাইন্ড মাই পার্সোনাল ডিস্ট্রেস, আই ওনলি উইশ ফর দি হ্যাপিনেস অফ কৃষ্ণ, ফর হিজ হ্যাপিনেস ইজ দ্য গোল অফ মাই লাইফ। However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that a devotee does not care about his own happiness and distress. He is simply interested in seeing that Krishna is happy. And for that purpose, he engages in various activities. A pure devotee has no way of sensing happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakriti Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. Some of them aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. This is the mentality of fruitive workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. Je nari re vanche Krishna, tar rupa sat Krishna, tar rupe sat Krishna, tare na paiya hoy dukhi, nui tar pae kori loiya jai hate dhuri, tare karo sukhi. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her but is unhappy because he cannot get her, I fall down at her feet, catch her hand and bring her to Krishna to engage her for his happiness. Kanta Krishna kare rosh, কৃষ্ণ পায়ে সন্তোষ, সুখ পায়ে তাড়ন বট সনে, যথা যজ্ঞ করে মান কৃষ্ণ তাতে সুখ পান, ছাড়ে মান অল্প সাধনে। When a beloved gopi get gopi show symptoms of anger towards Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably, and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor.
Sei nari jiye kene Krishna marmo byatha jane, sei nari jiye kene Krishna marmo byatha jane, tobu Krishna kore gado rosh, nijo sukhe mane kaj পড়ুক তার শিরে বাজ, কৃষ্ণের মাত্র
चाहिए संतोष. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy, but who still shows her deep anger towards him? She is interested in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck with on the head with a thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. Purport. A devotee who is satisfied only with his own sense gratification certainly falls down from the service of Krishna. Being attracted by material happiness, he later joins the Prakriti Sahajiyas, who are considered to be non-devotees.
যে গোপী মোর করে দ্বেষে কৃষ্ণের করে সন্তোষে কৃষ্ণ যারে করে অভিলাষ মুই তার ঘরে যাইয়া তার সেব দাসী হইয়া তবে মোর সুখের উল্লাস.
ইফ এ গোপি এনভিয়াস অফ মি স্যাটিসফাইজ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ ডিজায়ার্স হার আই শ্যাল নট হেসিটেট টু গো টু হার হাউস অ্যান্ড বিকাম হার মেড সার্ভেন্ট ফর দেন মাই হ্যাপিনেস উইল বি অ্যাওয়েকেন্ড.
কুষ্ঠি বিপ্রের রমণী পতিব্রতা শিরোমণি পতি লাগি কইলা বিশ্বার সেবা স্তম্ভিল সূর্যের গতি জিয়াইল মৃতপতি তুষ্ট কইল মুখ তীন দেবা.
দ্য ওয়াইফ অফ এ ব্রাহ্মণ সাফারিং ফ্রম লেপ্রসি ম্যানিফেস্টেড হারসেলফ অ্যাজ দি টপমোস্ট অফ অল চেস্ট উমেন by serving a prostitute to satisfy her husband. She thus stopped the movement of the sun, brought her dead husband back to life, and satisfied the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar. Purport. The Aditya Puran, Markandeya Puran, and the Padma Puran tell about a Brahmana who was suffering from leprosy but had a very chaste and faithful wife. He desired to enjoy the company of a prostitute, and therefore his wife went to her and became her maidservant just to draw her attention to for his service. When the prostitute agreed to associate with him, the wife brought her the leprotic husband. When that leper, the sinful son of Brahmana, saw the chastity of his wife, he finally abandoned his sinful intentions. While coming home, however, he touched the body of Markandeya Rishi, who thus cursed him to die at sunrise. Because of her chastity, the woman was very powerful. Therefore, when she heard about the curse, she vowed to stop the sunrise. Because of her strong determination to serve her husband, the three deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, who were very happy, and they gave her the benediction that her husband would be cured and be brought back to life. This example is given herein to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna without personal motives. This will make his life successful.
Krishna mor jivan, Krishna mor pranadhan, Krishna mor praner uparan, hriday upore dharo সেবা করি সুখী করো এই মোর সদা রহে ধ্যান.
কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই লাইফ এন্ড সোল, কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য ট্রেজার অফ মাই লাইফ, ইন ডিড কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য ভেরি লাইফ অফ মাই লাইফ. আই দে ফর কিপ হিম অলওয়েজ ইন মাই হার্ট এন্ড ট্রাই টু প্লিজ হিম বাই রেন্ডারিং সার্ভিস, দ্যাট ইজ মাই কনস্ট্যান্ট মেডিটেশন.
মোর সুখ সেবনে কৃষ্ণের সুখ সঙ্গমে অতএব দেহ দেন দান, কৃষ্ণ মোরে কান্ত করি কহে মোর রে প্রণেশ্বরী মোর হয় দাসী অভিমান.
মাই হ্যাপিনেস ইজ ইন দ্য সার্ভিস অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণস হ্যাপিনেস ইজ ইন দ্য ইউনিয়ন উইথ মি. ফর দিস রিজন আই গিভ মাই বডি ইন চ্যারিটি to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself is made servant.
All right, thank you, Maharaj. Anything anyone would like to say?
Maharaj,
yes.
I just was thinking that we have different religious conceptions in all over the world, and nowadays they are also intermingling. For example, we have Christianity, and sometimes we hear that Christian saints also experience some form of, you know, ecstasy. They have also their own themes about the different, you know, moods, especially to Jesus Christ. For example, they have this imitation of Christ or passion of Christ, things like that. And in our tradition also, we have different types of tastes. Like there is the there was a king called Mukundamala, and he was a great devotee of Lord Ram, and he used to hear Ramayana every day from his, I think, one of his priests. And that priest actually was very intelligent. He will carefully avoid certain portions. But one day that priest had some work and he left, and he asked his son to do the reciting for the king. And the son did not know all these things. So he said that Ravana now captured Sita Devi and taken her to Lanka, and all these things he was reciting. And as soon as the king heard that, he became mad in, you know, some ecstatic feeling. And he ordered his soldiers to, you know, move towards the ocean. So that particular, you know, thing was very praised about that king, Mukundamala. So it seems that all these different, you know, cultures have their, you know, deep attachments to the conceptions that have come down to them. So how does this Krishna consciousness will attract even those persons who are already attracted by a certain taste?
Well, not necessarily can it do that. Now we have seen in the case of Murari Gupta, for instance, or Ram Bhakta. Depends on the depth of their connection. And the main point is that Krishna is pleased with them in whatever form he has in that relationship. We don't ask people to stop what they are doing. We ask them, do what you are doing, but in a way that you are pleasing Krishna. Activities to please Krishna. Don't do it for some other reason. So that is the main point of all our activities and Mahaprabhu's activities. He wants that we should develop love of God, not by any chanting Hare Krishna even, by any name. That if Krishna is pleased, then whatever we are doing that is successful. That's the measure of success, the measure of perfection. And the whole life, the devotee's whole life is for that. Has no other aim or objective.
Maharaj?
Yes?
In our tradition, we have, you know, the way to know whether Krishna is satisfied or no through his, you know, living agent. But, you know, in other traditions, how they will know that, you know, Krishna is, or Lord is satisfied or not for them? There is no medium for them, actually.
Prabhupada would say there is no artificial imposition on the mind. In the chanting of the name, we're not, it is not some artificial thing that is being told. That by chanting one becomes Krishna conscious. And you have to know by that your own, if you are becoming happy in that chanting, if you are becoming satisfied in that chanting, you know if you are developing the love of Krishna or not. You are still attached to other things. So we can tell in many ways that is the symptoms of ecstasy. Have the knowledge which awakens within the heart the realization. We can tell by talking to such persons what is their knowledge, what is their realization of spiritual, the spiritual world. And also by the renunciation of mundane things. Well, by their positive symptoms and their negative symptoms, you can see.
But Maharaj, I think one of the symptoms of persons who are really advanced in devotional service or who are not Prakriti Sahajiyas but really devotees is that they understand certain spiritual elements which is common to their experience from their own in practice. So they cannot be fooled by this, you know, imitation of the low class people, of those higher things. So in that sense, perhaps there is some agreement between different cultures.
Yes. That knowledge, as I said, is there. Dibya gyan, transcendental knowledge, is manifest in the heart and mind of the devotee. And by hearing from them, we can also become convinced of their authenticity. That's the key. That's the key, and that's sincerity. All those things. How do you know, if someone says, if you have not tasted a banana before, and someone says, this, if you taste this fruit, it's very sweet. Such a unique flavor it has. And you're telling to someone who has never seen or tasted one. How will he make him realize that what that is, what that taste is? Not possible. Only one way. If he tastes that banana, then he can know what he's talking about. That person he's talking to, here, take this banana, taste it. Then he can understand. Otherwise, it's not a taste like any other thing that you can compare it. So in this way, bhakti knows bhakti. Bhakti can understand bhakti. If we want to understand a devotee, we have to become devotee. And we can know by that. So devotee is there. Those who are preaching, we can understand very easily. Preaching very widely. We approach them and we can understand, oh yes, there's something nectarian here. And I'm getting my satisfaction in hearing from them and learning about Krishna. My doubts are becoming slashed and my attachment is growing more intense. And my service is increasing, and that way we can understand that this is a genuine thing. No one has to tell you when you are hungry, when you are full. You're eating a meal. If the meal is satisfying to you, you'll know. No one will have to tell you. You won't have to read any book. By direct experience.
Well, I heard, I think either from you or maybe from you also and also from Goswami Maharaj in one of the classes.
Yes.
That they describe the measure of the advancement of spiritual life is rasa. By that rasa, one can know how much one is advanced.
Rasa is the currency. So rasa is the currency in the spiritual world. Just like here in the material world, the currency is rupee or dollar or whatever, by which you can purchase different things. But there, if you want to purchase the riches of the spiritual plane. The rasa can bring you that. Though all the treasures that lie in that plane, they are purchased through our rasa, what we are experiencing within the heart.
One more thing I want to ask here, that it is told that this envy also a transcendental symptom. Sometimes devotee explain, you know, in devotional life, you know, we have use of kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mada, but not matsarya. But here it appears that, you know, also that is a symptom in transcendental plane, envy. Like nirmatsarya is also told in Bhagavatam, that is for nirmatsarya, who is non-envious. But here, how its envy is also, you know, brought into the transcendental service, Devanatma.
Difficult question. Again, the criterion is, if Krishna is pleased, then it is transcendental. And if Krishna is pleased, then the envy that is pleasing to Krishna for his pastimes, for exciting his pastimes, then that is transcendental envy. That's the only way we can judge where Krishna is the center of the envy, central object, central concern. Is the embodiment of all contradictions. So everything can exist in him, even envy exists in his world. But otherwise, the matsya, and again, matsya, enviousness toward the devotees is very damaging to one's spiritual life, or toward Krishna from a mundane perspective, in which only our self-interest is primary. That is not pleasing to anyone. Envy, to want what others have, or to feel somehow to diminish others, for our own feeling good for ourselves. That is not transcendental. That it bars one from spiritual, any spiritual taste, because it's self-directed. Only to make one's own pleasure.
But Maharaj, actually we heard from you that generally the mood of Radharani and Chandravali are different, in the sense that in Radharani, you know, the mood is predominant, that if somebody is a good servitor, then I want to become his servant. There is no competition in that way. But in Chandravali, that, you know, the mood is that, you know, if somebody is in a good servitor, then I want to be also more good than him. So that type of thing you explained. So, and how even in Radharani's, you know, thing is being explained, the transcendental, you know, this envy also.
Krishna enjoys that, enjoys their conflict. That's the thing. He enjoys to see the conflict between them and the difference in their mellows. And one emphasizes the, brings out the quality of the other. It's all a relative point of view, you see. From a relative point of view, we can see that Radharani has such nice qualities, and that Chandravali is a little bit not so nice, as nice. We can appreciate Radharani's quality more by seeing contrast. And so Krishna also, he favors Radharani, not Chandravali. But sometimes he shows favor to her just to help Srimati Rani's qualities, Srimati Radharani's qualities to shine.
And Maharaj, the story of that, you know, leprosy that Brahmana having, I think Srila Sridhar Maharaj many times quoted that in many books,
yes.
You know, about how chastity is, you know, the prime thing in Krishna consciousness.
Chastity and also selflessness, the selflessness of a devotee and the desire to please their beloved.
Maharaj, you know, once Srila Govind Maharaj was telling something about this topic, and that was, I think, in the SCS Mutt website also. At that time, it was published there. So he says that there is one particular, you know, associate of, you know, this Chandravali, and that associate is very, you know, difficult person. So the verse is this, that I will not see her face. So then, after telling that, that was the common theme in our mutt, that we don't see the face of that side. But Srila Govind Maharaj told one day that the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is that dharma prajjahito kaitavo atta nirmatsaranam satam. So the word nirmatsar has been mentioned. Non-enviousness is mentioned as the very foundation of the Bhagavat culture. So how to understand this? Then he was telling this. So he did not go in much elaboration, but he said that affection is necessary, understanding is necessary, love is necessary, like that. He's told many, many words like that. And he just, that was the thing.
Yes.
Actually, yes. Srila Govind Maharaj was just meditating on that. And he just came out.
Non-cheating. Bhagavatam is not a cheating religion.
And also it is inconceivable. It cannot be understood at all, perhaps, in this logic that we have here in this world.
Yes, that's why non-envious is so important, because that knowledge is not something that we can acquire like that and on our own effort. It actually comes to us if we have a non-envious heart. We can understand Krishna and the devotee's position. And if there is some envy there, then that knowledge, that realization won't come to us. And I'll never get that realization of what is being spoken, what is being presented, what is being revealed. We won't be able to see its proper nature as a revelation. And we'll think it's an acquisition, something we have to acquire. But for a non-envious person, he never accepts his own position as that he has any knowledge. That knowledge belongs to Guru. Belongs to Krishna. And that is only being shared with him because of his devotion or her devotion. There are intimate feelings, favorable feelings to the Lord, then knowledge becomes revealed. So a devotee has to know that secret of knowledge. That's all. Only qualification. He has that recognition that by love he can know. What is that? Bhaktyamam abhijananti. He can be known by love. Krishna says. Dhammi Bhuti Yogam Dham, and he gives the connection, how to be connect with him, with those who have that love. All right. We better end now.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Dandavas.
Joy. Jada Krishna Prabhu, can I talk to you after?
Oh, yes, Maharaj.
Right, thank you.
You want me to just stay connected here, or do you want to make
No, I'll call you.
Maharaj. Just call me, all right.
Another time. Okay. Dandavas.
Dandavas, Maharaj. Dandavas, Maharaj.
Hi, Dandavas Prabhu. How are you feeling?
Well, I think we've got something like a miracle going on here. And it's all due to Krishna Devi. She prescribed that I should be making a tea from ajwain seeds.
Oh.
For the first time in 8 months, my lungs have started to heal up. And it's just... today I had a, I've had a really a full day today, where I've just been just wiped out for so long, you know, just unable to do anything at all. And, so let's not get ahead of things here and say that it's all over, but, getting some relief from this horrible, you just can't believe how bad this hacking cough has been. It's just I would just pass out for 2 days. It would just get so bad, and I was using that the fenugreek seed, but that's not. I think karma gave me the wrong thing with this ajwain seed. You can just feel that saturate your lungs. This is an amazing feeling.
You had some with you.
Oh yes, I had gotten some ajwain seeds to cook with. You know, I had seen several recipes where they were called. It's a very unusual flavor.
Yes, it's very nice. And, licorice flavor.
Yes, it's very much like a licorice. I didn't think of that until you just said that, but that's exactly right. But the first time I tasted it, I felt it just penetrate right into my lungs. And it was the most just comforting feeling. That I felt like perhaps we finally had an answer, and you know, it. I had to expectorate some more, but yesterday and today, I'm really I've coughed a few times, but not the kind of hacking cough, you know.
Right.
So I feel like it's. I think we're on the right track. This is very good. So, did you have something on your mind?
Yes, I was thinking, I looked at the, what is that, Under Eternity Blue website.
Yes, I've looked at that in the past. I don't quite remember what it's about.
But he seems to have all the feeds of the different RSS feeds being shown there. Some of our links are given. Some links from Gaudiya Darshan, some links from Shanta Maharaj, some links from Akinshan Maharaj, like that.
I'm pulling it up right now. Yes, okay.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
And I notice every once in a while our links don't show up there. And I'm just wondering, does it have something to do with our RSS page?
Surely must be what's going on. I had seen our links before.
You can see that they're there until September, then the ones for October don't show up.
I see.
Is it? Do you see that?
Let me find them. Where are they on that? When I had that page in front of me, which...
we have like links for... you know, our sanghas, and our, but they don't seem to appear there for October. Or the third and the fifth and the ninth.
Okay. Actually, there's quite a bit, quite a few problems with the site. There's a lot of graphs that are missing now.
There's what?
There's quite a bit of graphics that are missing here.
Graphs?
Graphics.
Graphics?
Images are gone, too.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some from Tyagi Maharaj, a link there, and the images missing, all the ones from Tyagi Maharaj. Where is it that our let's say that let's go back and look at September. Where do they show up on the site?
On that same page, you can look where see the date of each post of each link,
mm-hmm.
and then if you go down before the October, you'll see the September ones.
All right, let me see. Oh yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, I see them now.
Right.
This is a different site. There's another site that has our links, too. And
what other site is that?
I don't recall now. It's just one thing I haven't...
I think it was this one. I don't know about another one.
Or maybe he's just changed the page. I don't recognize this format. Maybe he's... okay, so then this last one is September 28th, Sangha.
Yeah. You don't know, huh?
Well, it's very hard to tell just from looking at this.
Yes.
I've not made any changes to our
RSS feed.
No, there's been no changes there. Unless Shanta Maharaj has made some changes, but I doubt that.
Right.
All I can do is look into it, Maharaj, and try to get back with you. I don't have an answer for you just looking at it here. I'll have to get behind the scenes and see what's going on.
All right. Don't exert yourself.
No. I really want to get back.
If you had any idea.
Yeah. I really wanted to get back in the swing of things as soon as possible. I'm just...
don't worry. Take your time.
I just feel like I've just been...
I know. Yes, of course. We've been going through a lot of...
Oh, goodness, Maharaj. I just...
Prayaschita. They call it Prayaschita.
Yeah.
Atonement.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's an inconceivable series of things. It's just one thing after another, you know, without interruption.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Prahlad Maharaj also had to suffer a lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But he was a very pure soul. Shuddha Bhakta, actually.
Yes.
So don't think you are being mishandled, mistreated.
Yeah. I've had questions, but I keep bouncing up in terms of the faith concept. You know, it's really remarkable. I didn't mention anything during the sangha, but I listened to the Goswami Maharaj's lectures. You know, on his. I'm subscribed to his service, and so I listened to them. And he had over an hour, almost an hour and 15 minutes, on just exactly what the questions were in today's Sadhusanga. And I listened to that last night, where he was reciting all the different things you see in Calcutta and Bengal, all the worship of... Mahapuri and Kali,
right.
And he was talking about Sridhar Maharaj's affinity for Shiva, and he saying that really the criterion was the degree of devotion. That was how he put it. And it's really struck home with me. I just, I've always had a religious connection. We never really discussed that. And I really it's been a climb to understand just how, just what we are trying to do here in this devotee life, you know. And So it was very helpful. This is very helpful, and then to see that reiterated from your viewpoint today was very useful. I'm just really grateful for that, Maharaj. Let me look into this further, and
if you feel up to it,
I do.
Not a very important thing, but if it's coming from us, maybe it's coming from his side. I don't know. So
well, that's a possibility
then
here.
What can we do? That's he has to handle that.
Yeah, and if not from us, I don't know.
And don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if there's any way to contact him.
Don't try to contact him. Let him. He's a little difficulty right now, actually. And so don't try to contact him. Maybe he's neglecting his something code in his website. But I was wondering first, I wanted to see if it was coming from our side.
Well, I'll check ours.
That's all you have to do.
Don't worry
about him or that whatever he's doing there. Let him, by his own way, do whatever he is.
Yes.
I just noticed it to see if it was some defect in our RSS. I was thinking it must be coming from that. If it is coming from us.
Okay.
Otherwise, if not, then let him work out his problems. I'm sure he's aware of what's going on there.
All right. Okay. Very good.
To some degree.
All right, then give me until tomorrow, and I'll get back with an answer with you on what's going on with that.
All right.
And I have some Muni Maharaj gave me some very nice bhajans from Saru Damodara Maharaj. So I have to make some conversions on that, to convert to WMAs, MP3s, and OGGs. And so I'll get that posted in I told the Muni Maharaj I'd do it as soon as possible. I'll get on it right away.
Is that for?
I think it was eight new, or not new, but to me there were new bhajans from Srila Swarupa Damodara Maharaj that we can add to the...
the ones we already have.
Yes, we already have some, and well, I was just going to add them to the player. It's not a big job.
Okay.
It's the big job. It's a conversion. It takes time to convert them. But it's running software. It's no big deal. So I can go ahead and just convert them, and then we have to upload. But then the linking will be really simple.
Okay. That's nice. That'll be very good.
I'll let you know when they're out so you can see that for yourself.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you're always sending me a little note about when you upload something.
I don't expect you to respond, Maharaj. I just want you to know that we're staying abreast, at least with this way that we're doing it right now.
I very appreciate how much you are doing despite all your difficulties.
Yeah, well,
whatever you do, I appreciate it. If we're in difficulty and still doing something, that makes it more valuable. Even it may be a small thing.
Well, it's the very least I can do, Maharaj. I am always so impressed with your depth and your steadfastness and what you've done. It's a powerful example that I can really only hope to even. That's a small part. That's all I can do.
Hare Krishna. I hope I can go on by your blessings.
Indeed. Indeed. All right.
Jai.
Jai.
All right. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Right.
Pranam.